Hi, everyone. My name is Sharmila. It is an honor and privilege for me to be here and share the story of Jesus and his amazing work written in and through my life. My prayer is that by listening to what he has done in me, God's love and the gift that comes from being his child will be evident. By God's favor on our family, my dad came to Chicago as a graduate student from India. My mom joined him a couple years later, and a few years after that, my younger sister and I joined our parents. I was 9 at the time. We absolutely loved growing up in Chi-Town and grew up as avid Cubs fans. My sister and I were generally good kids. Much of that was because our immigrant parents were very strict. Growing up, my parents held dear to their culture and faith and wanted to minimize the impact of anything that was unfamiliar or threatening to them, more specifically the Western culture. I also come from a long heritage of the Catholic faith, which is very much a part of my family's identity. However, outside of going to church on Sundays, I didn't really wonder much about God or the Bible. I was a pretty good kid. I'd been baptized, received communion and confirmation, all of which I believed kept me in adequate standing with God. At the age of 17, I spent the summer as an exchange student and lived with a family in Spain. That experience opened my eyes to the outside world. Given that the only rules I had to follow were to not drive or do drugs in Spain, I had the freedom to do whatever I wished. I enjoyed exploring many things, including going out late at night, hanging with boys, smoking, and drinking. When I came back to Chicago and started college, my habits from Spain continued, and my parents were mortified. In high school, I was an honor student, but my grades in college were C's at best. Feeling frustrated and wanting to discipline me, my dad took me out of college and stated that if I wanted an education, I would have to pay for it. This led me to getting a full-time job and going to school at night. It took me 7 years to finish college. The first 4 years, I continued going out most nights, barely studied, and maintained my C average. But something in my heart was not satisfied. I found that I did everything I wanted to do, and yet I wondered if there was more to life than this. I was at a point in my life where I was searching for more, even researching the major world religions to find truth if it indeed existed. In my fifth year of college, a friend invited me to a Bible study for college students. I thought it was strange that people studied the Bible, but I went out of curiosity. The first night I attended, the teaching pastor started off the evening by asking all of the students to put their heads down and keep our eyes closed while he asked us some questions. He then proceeded by asking, "If you were to die tonight, how many of you are certain that you would go to heaven?" With a great amount of confidence and eyes still closed, I boldly raised my hand. He then asked, "How good do you think you need to be to get into heaven? If the standard is 70% good, how many of you think you could get in?" Again, I raised my hand confidently. He continued asking and kept increasing the good enough percentage. With all our heads still down and eyes still closed, I continued to raise my hand until he said, "What if the standard is to be 90% good?" I was hesitant because I knew I wasn't that good. And then he had said something even more disturbing. "What if I told you the Bible says that God's standard is 100% good? Now, who believes they meet the standard of perfection?" I was overwhelmed. And a feeling of dread came over me. I had never heard this before. How could this be, and what hope is there for any of us? As though he heard me, the pastor answered, Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes through Christ Jesus." And then he continued, "There's nothing you can do to earn God's love and be good enough if perfection is the standard. But God made a way through Jesus Christ, and it is a free gift. That gift is available to you, but you do have to accept it." Who wants to accept this gift tonight? It seemed too easy and too good to be true. Who wouldn't want this gift? I certainly wanted it because I no longer had to worry about being good enough. That same night, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I didn't fully understand. I did fully comprehend all this entailed. What I did understand was that I didn't have to perform anymore. My life changed after that day, and I started spending time reading the Bible, learned more about what it meant to follow Him, and enjoy deep friendships with Christians. My heart genuinely wanted to live for Jesus, and I was so excited to have this new life. In attempts to live in a way that was pleasing to Him, many of my habits, like unhealthy relationships, excessive drinking and partying, were easy to surrender to Christ. But some of my old habits of performance continued. I worked hard to be a good Christian, but still struggled to fully understand God's unconditional love and His grace. In 2008, my father unexpectedly died, and my faith was profoundly shaken. I wondered if I truly believed God was good and what it meant that He loved me when it didn't feel like it. Did I really trust Him? Although I had many questions, I didn't want to look for answers anywhere else but go to God. The world had nothing I wanted, and I was truly grateful for the new life I had with Christ. I prayed with anticipation that He would reveal His love for me, show me His goodness, and waited rather impatiently for Him to answer my prayers and questions. Although there were times of confusion and frustration, slowly I started to understand the sweet love of my Heavenly Father. Over time, and especially in the last 2 years, with life's joys, challenges, and changes, my heart started to understand more and more of what a gift it was to be God's child, how much I was loved, and more than anything, how much I wanted others to know His love for them. His love was different. Understanding the depth of Jesus' love, His sacrifice, and His example of perfect love has revolutionized my relationship with God and how He asks us to love others. Jesus' life of humility, love, kindness, patience, and mercy drew people to Him. Today I know that it is His love in me and the way that I love others that will reveal God's love in my life. For those who desire to follow Him and be called His children, I have learned that God will do whatever it takes for Him to transform our hearts. He will do it in such a way that we will love those who hate us, forgive those who hurt us, and live with a heart that considers others more important than ourselves. This is a journey of faith, humility, trusting in His goodness, and basking in His love. It is not an easy life, but today I know Christ even more intimately than I ever have. My life is far more fulfilling than I imagined, and I live with a freedom I did not know was possible. I end with this. I have often been asked what success looks like in my life. As I look ahead, success to me is following Christ with all my heart, loving Him and loving others the way Jesus loves, and in the end, hearing Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The greatest gift I can give someone is to share Jesus with them. After all, I think I am the luckiest girl in this world to know God's love and to live my life as His daughter. Thank you for the privilege of allowing me to share His story through my life.